Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome aboard right now, and that is Old Dominion head coach, and that is Jeff Jones, coming out of Conference USA. Hey, coach, congratulations on the conference title and the tournament victory there, and congratulations on the berth in the NCAA tournament. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys, and thank you. We're thrilled, to say the least.
Awesome. That's great. Coach, so it's got to be super exciting. How do you, keep the team locked in right now? A big moment for you guys to go into this thing here. I'm sure everybody's focused, and you're keeping the kids in line right now, getting ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I didn't know exactly how they'd react. Yesterday was the first from a physical standpoint, really intense practice we had. You know, Sunday we were just trying to get back from Texas after the conference tournament win. Monday we walked through and did a lot of film stuff. But yesterday was the day where we really wanted to go through our paces and have a real good work day. The biggest thing I could say is I think we're greedy. And we want to win another game.
Nice.
We're excited about having the opportunity to play another game. And our guys were as focused as I've seen them in a while.
Coach, what was what challenges do the Boilermakers of Purdue present your team in the opening round?
Well, to start off with, probably their most recognizable player, Carson Edwards, is averaging about 23 points a game. He has certainly what I would consider a green light. He's in attack mode at all times, so you've got to account for him. Then they've got guys that are role players that, sometimes that has a negative connotation, but a guy like Ryan Klein or Eifert or Harm, their big 7-foot center, those guys all do a great job of playing roles and making them a very well-rounded team. Their point guard, I guess, Nojel Eastern is 6'6", 220, and he's a bear. Rarely shoots a jump shot, but makes you have to account for him because he drives the ball so well. So they're a balanced team. And then Matt Painter, he's just such a good coach. I would say he's got to be on the list of the top underrated coaches in the country. And he's just done a great job with his team.
So, Coach, if you had to put it like in a nutshell, like the one key to victory for you guys to upset the Boilermakers, what would it be?
We got to make shots.
Right, right.
We defend pretty well. Look, our guys are going to compete. That's the one thing. I know you all aren't familiar with us, but we are not afraid of getting down and working and competing. And I think, from a physical standpoint, we might not be quite as big, but I think we'll fight them there as well. We struggle offensively at times, Purdue. In our conference tournament, we had three games where we held our opponents in the 50s. We're not doing that to Purdue. I mean, I'd like to, think that we could guard them, but 50s, that's just not going to happen. So we're gonna have to score some points. And B.J. Stith, Ahmad Caver, and Xavier Green, our three perimeter players, need to knock down some open shots.
Coach, and how important is that, for, teams that are now taking on maybe an opponent that they don't see on a regular basis in the course of the regular season? When you look at your Monarchs, when you're taking on a Purdue, or really how much has the three-point shot across the college basketball landscape over your coaching career really kind of, changed the balance of power and certainly making upsets and unpredictability possible in college basketball?
Yeah, I think you're right. It hasn't evened things out, but at the same time, I think it does give the little dog, the little guy, the underdog, a better chance having that three-point line. But when you look at a team like Purdue, they shoot the three as well as or better than whether it's an underdog or anybody else. They really, really utilize that three-point line. But at least you, that gives you a fighting chance when you know that in most cases when it's, you know, an underdog situation, you're not going to probably be as big and strong and physical as the opponent.
You are listening to Taz Moose. I have to turn my mic on. You're listening to Taz and the Moose right now. Our special guest is ODU men's basketball head coach. That's Jeff Jones. Hey, coach, so, you know, for the first time since 2011, the Monarchs, you guys are going dancing, right? So, I mean, how do you just break down a couple of your leaders on your team, your upperclassmen or what have you, guys that are keeping the locker room to not make this moment too big? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd start with Ahmad Caver, who's our point guard. You know, he was all league this year. He was all league last year. You know, he does a little bit of everything for us. If he played at a power five, and he's fully capable of, you know, I mean, he could start for a bunch of the, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC teams at the point guard spot, I think, if he was at any of those schools. He's terrific with the ball. He has a great assist to turnover ratio. He scores for us. He defends, and more than anything, he's just experienced. He averages almost 38 minutes a game. He's the all-time minute guy at Old Dominion. You know, he's just he's just been an Iron Man for us, and he's great. He goes about it. You know, he's a little bit more quiet than our other captain, B.J. Stiff, but he's just a great leader and. You know, we've won a lot of close games this year, and I think his leadership out there on the floor, he doesn't get rattled, he doesn't panic, and so the other guys follow suit.
Hey, Coach, you know that – yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say our other captain, B.J. Stith, was the player of the year in the conference, and he's got a different personality, a little bit more outgoing, and he's done a great job with the leadership as well.
Yeah, and you know this, Coach, better than anybody. You know how important guard play is in college basketball, especially, you know, to prevent runs, to calm a team down, to get you in the right offensive set, to get you doing what you want to do. Because certainly, you know, when you get to the tournament, you know, emotions can run high. It's the big stage, everything like that. You know, that veteran guard play and leaders that are running it at the point, I mean, that's exactly what a head coach is looking for, correct?
There's no question. I would probably argue that even if you look at the NBA game now, the way it's evolved, that's become a guards league as well. So I think having great guard play at any level of basketball is truly, truly one of the most important components of having a successful team.
Hey, Coach, your team is 7-3 in games decided by 3 points or less, right? So the keys for you guys winning these close and tight, you know, what's the keys here? You're winning these tight games. What's the key for you guys going into this team at Purdue if you can keep it tight?
Well, I think a lot of it is just mental. You know, we won 3 games. We won at the buzzer in our quarterfinals. We won with about 4 seconds to go. Had a 2-point win in the semifinals, and then the championship game against Western Kentucky. Heck, that was a virtual blowout. We won by 6. We've been in lots and lots of these close games. Our guys just don't blink. You know, they've been there before. They don't panic. And the thing that we probably do best is compete. And so when we're in a tight game, we've had that experience. You know, it's not something new. It's not something they're afraid of. And they just kind of keep on working, keep on pushing forward and grinding.
We're talking to Old Dominion men's basketball coach Jeff Jones as his Monarchs get set to take out Purdue. They're a 14, but the Boilermakers out of the Big Ten are a 3, coming out of Virginia's region. Coach, very emotional for you. We'll talk a little bit about certainly, you know, thoughts and prayers are with you as you battle prostate cancer, but we saw you at the press conference after the victory over Western Kentucky. We know what it means for the players, but what does this journey mean for you in everything you've given the game in college basketball as a head coach and where you are right now?
Yeah, you know, that moment after we beat Western Kentucky, that was kind of a confluence of a lot of thoughts and a lot of different emotions. You know, obviously I was very happy. That we had won the conference tournament and we're going to, you know, go to the big dance. There was a certain amount of relief. You know, it's been a few years since Old Dominion has been in the tournament, so there was that element of it. And then from a personal standpoint, you know, I announced back in September that my cancer had come back. I had been, you know, after having surgery and radiation and all that kind of stuff, I was cancer free for a while. It came back a couple years ago. I didn't say anything the first year, but then last year, because I was starting treatment, I knew that word would get out. And so I thought twofold. Number one, I wanted my players to hear it from me. And secondly, I thought that maybe by being public with it, that I could bring some awareness to prostate cancer and encourage men to get their PSA test done and hopefully catch it early, because if you do catch prostate cancer early, it really oftentimes is a cancer that you might be able to live with, and you might be able to manage and live a long, healthy, and productive life. So at that moment, right after we won, just the emotions of the whole thing just kind of hit me in the face, and I just kind of had to take a minute and soak it all in at that point.
And you deserve
Coach,
it.
Yeah, you do deserve. Sorry, Moose, you do deserve it. You're a great leader, leading by example, Ed, and these young men and their families around you, and your own personal family. To coach at the elite level, you're coaching at what you're doing here. I tip my cap to you, sir.
Yeah, Coach. Good luck against Purdue. We'll be rooting for you. We really will. Enjoy watching you on that bench and coaching for Old Dominion. And we appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.